Questions 6 through 11. Listen to a discussion from a geography class.
Today, we're going to talk about two lakes, the Great Salt Lake and Lake Bonneville. Most people are quite familiar with the Great Salt Lake, but not everyone is quite as familiar with Lake Bonneville. First of all, let's look at a map that shows both the Great Salt Lake and Lake Bonneville. Now, Gwen, what can you tell me about the Great Salt Lake and Lake Bonneville?
Lake Bonneville was a lake during prehistoric times. The Great Salt Lake is the largest surviving remnant of the prehistoric Lake Bonneville.
Yes. And how old is Lake Bonneville?
Lake Bonneville came into existence 1 million years ago.
And how big was it?
It was an enormous lake that covered about 20,000 square miles.
Gwen has explained that the Great Salt Lake is a small remnant of Lake Bonneville, and that Lake Bonneville was 20,000 square miles in size. Now, Nick, just how big is the Great Salt Lake?
The present Great Salt Lake is much bigger than Lake Bonneville was.
Are you sure? You want to try again?
Oops, did I get it backwards? What did I say? I mean, what I meant was that the Great Salt Lake is much smaller than Lake Bonneville. Lake Bonneville was much larger than the Great Salt Lake is today.
You got it this time. The Great Salt Lake is much smaller than Lake Bonneville. Less than 10% of the size of Lake Bonneville, in fact. The Great Salt Lake covers about 1,700 square miles. This is a rather large lake today, and it's much bigger than the lake that preceded it. And there's another big difference between the two lakes, besides the size. It has to do with the water. Can you tell me how the water in the Great Salt Lake differs from the water in Lake Bonneville? Paul?
A big difference between Lake Bonneville and the Great Salt Lake is that Lake Bonneville was a freshwater lake, while the Great Salt Lake, as you can tell from its name, is a saltwater lake.
Exactly. Now, let's look at the reasons why this lake has become a saltwater lake and, in fact, has water that is much saltier than ocean water. And what is it that makes the Great Salt Lake so salty? Gwen?
What makes the Great Salt Lake so salty is that it has no outlet. Three rivers feed into it: the Bear, the Weber, and the Jordan River. These rivers carry 1 million tons of minerals and salts into the Great Salt Lake each year.
And what about these three rivers, the Bear River, the Weber River, and the Jordan River? Nick?
These rivers all feed into the Great Salt Lake. They don't provide any outlet from the lake.
And how does this make the lake so salty? Paul?
Well, there's no way for these minerals and salts to exit from the lake because the lake has no outlet. The water that flows into the lake from these three rivers evaporates and leaves the salts.
And how much salt is there in the lake today?
Over the lifetime of the lake, 6 billion tons of salts have built up. This is why the Great Salt Lake has a much higher salt content than the oceans.
Excellent. You seem to understand the important points about the Great Salt Lake and Lake Bonneville. Now, let's move on to another topic.